Welcome on my video blog called Mobile Programmer. In this video, I would like to show you how to use Microsoft Azure Notification Hub to send push notifications to your Xamarin Android, Xamarin iOS and UWP platform applications. Let's see how to do it. Before we start, you have to know that there are three main steps you have to complete to be able to receive notifications in your application. First step is connected with creating new notification hub in Azure portal. Once you do it, you have to connect it with dedicated notification service for each platform. So for iOS, this is Apple Notification Service. For Android, this is Firebase Cloud Messaging, and for Windows, this is Windows Notification Service. Once you do it, there is a third step. You have to configure each platform project. So you have to configure Xamarin Android project, you have to configure Xamarin iOS project, and then UWP platform project. So let's start from creating new notification hub in Azure portal. Go to portal.azure.com and sign in with your Microsoft account. Once you do it, click New tab on the left, select Web plus Mobile, and then scroll down and select Notification Hub. In this window, you have to provide the name of the Notification Hub. So in my case, this is Azure Push Xamarin. And the namespace will be the same, so Azure Push Xamarin. I see that everything is fine, so I can change the location to North Europe, but of course it depends on your location. And then I can use existing resource group, so I will select mobile apps. If you do not have one, you can create new. Then I have to select subscription. So here is my subscription of Azure. So I will just leave it as it is. And also I will leave pricing tier set to free. Once I have it, I can create new notification hub. So click on the create button. As you can see, notification hub is created. You can click the tab and then Notification Hub will be displayed in portal. On the left side, select Notification Services. As you remember, I told at the beginning of this video that there are three dedicated notification services for each platform. So Apple Notification Service, Google Cloud Messaging and Windows Notification Service. So, we will start from configuring Android application. To configure cloud messaging for Android project, go to console.firebase.google.com. Once you sign in with your Google Developer account, you can click on the Create New Project button. Once you do it, you have to provide the name of your project. So in my case, this is Azure Push Android. And then you have to select country region. So in my case, this is Poland. Once I set it, I can click Create Project button. After a few seconds, my project should appear on the screen. Great. New project is created in the Firebase console. So click settings icon and select project settings. Then select cloud messaging tab. And here is everything you need to connect Azure Notification Hub with Google Cloud Messaging. So in this case with Firebase Cloud Messaging. So you have to copy server key and of course sender ID. Those things are required to configure push notifications in your Android application. So, I will copy this server key and then go back to Azure portal. I will select Google Cloud Messaging tab And then here I have to paste copied key. Then click save. As you can see, here is the notification that everything is fine. Great. So go back to Firebase console. Copy the sender ID to save place. We will use it later in the application project. Now let's move to Visual Studio. I have three projects here. Xamarin Android application project, Xamarin iOS project and UWP platform application project. Please note that this is not Xamarin Forms project. This is Xamarin platform. So we will start from configuring Xamarin Android project. Just to make it faster, for this video I will use already configured sample for Android, iOS and UWP platform. Of course, those applications are available on my GitHub and you can find the link in comments. First thing we need to do is to add two components from Xamarin Component Store. So if I right click on the components section and click edit components, as you can see I have two components, Azure Messaging and Google Cloud Messaging Client. Those are required to receive push notifications on Xamarin Android platform. Once you add them to your Android project, you can close it. And then we need to add constants class. I have three constants here. Sender ID that I took from Firebase console. This is my sender ID. Once I have it, I need to provide listen connection string. So I need to go to Azure portal, click access policies in my notification hub. And here I have two connection strings. One is for listening, so for my mobile applications to receive notifications. And the second one is connected with sending, managing and listening notifications. And this is a connection string for your backend. So we need this first one, connection string. So once I select it, I need to copy it. As you can see, I can copy it. And then I need to paste it in Visual Studio here, in the listen connection string constant. And the last thing here, we need to provide notification hub name. So you can find it in Azure portal. That's the name of your notification hub. So we can copy it and then paste in Visual Studio here. Once we have them, we can close constants class. And the second class we need is called Azure Push Broadcast Receiver. This class is responsible for listening for notifications. So if once the notification is sent from our backend or from Azure portal, we need to handle it and we will use broadcast receiver. As you can see, I need to add special permissions for my broadcast receiver to be able to receive notifications. And I need to also here, I need to also add some intent filters and register my broadcast receiver in App Manifest. Once I have it, please note that this Azure Push Broadcast Receiver class has to derive from GCM Broadcast Receiver base. And here I'm handling notifications with Push Handler Service. I will show you this class in a minute. I have two properties in this class. So first property is called tag and this string. That's for logs, just to see what's happening. And the second constant here, and the second property here is called sender IDs, that's the RI, with my sender ID from constants class. Once I have this broadcast receiver, I can close this class and go to push handler service. And as you can see here, I have my push handler service that derives from GCM service base. And here is also service tag. And here I have three properties, registration ID, notification hub, and also context. Of course, in the constructor, I need to pass sender ID from Constance class. Once I do it, I have onRegistered method. That's the method responsible for registering our application in the Google Cloud Messaging service, just to receive notifications correctly. Once you implement this onRegistered method, you need to implement also onMessage method. That's the method responsible for handling notifications. Here I can get intent with notification, get the information that it's contains, and then I can invoke create notification method. So it's just to show notification on Android platform. So here I'm using notification manager. I'm creating intent with main activity to open once user clicks on the notification. Of course, I can set some additional properties like notification flags. So here is set for auto cancel. So once user clicks on the notification, it will disappear. Once I have it, I can show my notification. And at the end, I have some other methods. So for unregistering from GCM. And of course, for handling errors. So here on recoverable error and on error. So here I'm using, of course, log to see what's happening. Once I have this push handler service class, I'm ready to test my application and check whether it's receiving push notifications or not. There is one more thing. Please test your application on a real device. Emulator is not a good idea to use because it's not supporting notifications in this case. So please use a real device. Okay, so let's try this application on the real device. So I will switch here. Check. Okay, great. So I will check the notifications on Asus device. So I can launch the app. I will use Visor application to show my screen. And in a few seconds, we should see application launched. Okay, great. I see that GCM service is registered, as you can see here. And now I can test notifications from Azure portal. So if you go to Azure portal, you have test send tab. And here you can choose platform to which you would like to send notification. So in this case, I will select Android, and here is sample notification. So if I click send and open Visor, as you can see, I have new notification from Hub. So if I open it, you can see that there is new Hub message notification, Hub test notification. Great. So it means that our notification hub for Android is working correctly. So now let's work on the iOS project. And one more thing for Android. Remember that if you would like to receive notifications also when your application is killed, you have to switch from debug to release mode. That's very important. Okay, let's create iOS project. Currently we are on the Mac machine. Remember that to use notifications on Xamarin iOS platform, you need to have valid Apple developer account. So the first thing we need to do is to create Apple notification service certificate. We will use keychain access tool. So with this tool, you can create requests for certificates. So if I click keychain access in the left corner and go to certificate assistant, here I can click request a certificate from a certificate authority. Once I click it, I can save this request on the disk. So here I will choose desktop and click save. Once I have my request, I can go to Apple developer portal here. And the first thing you need to do is to register App ID. So I need to click plus button here and I need to type the name of my app. So I will type Azure Push Xamarin, like this. Below, I need to provide bundle ID. So here I will type com Azure Push Xamarin, like this. And the last thing I need to do is to check push notifications from app services. Once I do it, I can click continue button. And as you can see, there is a confirmation of my app. So I can click register. Great. So I have my app ID registered. I can click done. And once I created ID for my application, I can go to certificates tab, click all, and here click plus button. Here we need to select Apple push notification service, like this, scroll down, click continue, and then you need to select the app ID. So in this case, I will select the app ID I've created just a second before. So com.azure.xamarin. I will click continue. Then after information about certificate, I will click also continue. And here I need to upload my certificate request from desktop. So I will click choose file. And from desktop, I will upload this request and click continue. Once I did it, I can download my Apple development iOS push notification certificate. So I can click download and I can click done. Great. So now I have my certificate for push notifications for Xamarin iOS platform. So now double click on the certificate that you already downloaded. And as you can see, it's added to the keychain access tool. Great. So now once you have your Apple notification certificate, we can export it. So right click on the certificate. So here Apple development iOS push services for com.azurepush.xamarin application. I will right click on it and click export this certificate. And of course I will save it on the desktop. Here I need to provide password for this certificate. So type some password here. I will type it also here. Like this and click OK. Then click allow. Here you need to provide the password for your system, for your account. And if you click OK, this certificate should appear on the desktop. As you can see here, I have certificates.p12. So this is the format for the certificate to be uploaded to Azure portal. But before we go to Azure portal, there is one more thing we need to do. We need to go to Apple developer portal and create provisioning profile for our application to test it on a real device. So click all under provisioning profiles and here click plus button. Select development provisioning profile for iOS and then click continue. Here you need to select your application ID. So in my case, this is Azure Push Xamarin. I will click continue. Then here you need to select certificate to sign this provisioning profile. So I will select my iOS development certificate. Please remember that this is not Apple notification certificate. This is your development certificate. Once you click continue, here you need to select device on which you would like to test your application. So I will select my iPhone here and click continue. You need to provide the name of your profile. So Azure Push App, like this. Push App profile, like this. And you can click continue and then download your provisioning profile. Once you have it on desktop, you can double click on that. And this provisioning profile will be saved in your system. Now you can test your application on real device. So there is last thing before we go to Visual Studio and configure our application. Open Azure portal. And please select notification services. And here you need to select Apple notification service tab. So here you need to upload your certificate. So click upload certificate and choose the file from desktop. We need to choose here certificates.p12. Once you upload it to Azure, you need to also provide the password you set before. So I will type the password. Like this. And you need to also change certificate mode from production to sandbox, because we are in the development environment. Now you can click OK. After a few seconds, there should be confirmation that Notification Hub was updated successfully. Great! So now we can open Visual Studio and configure our application. So let's get back to Visual Studio. So once you create Xamarin iOS project, right-click on it and go to Properties. In the iOS application tab, remember to change identifier to match the same identifier from Apple Developer Portal. So in my case, this is com.azurepush.xamarin. You can click Ctrl S and close this file. Now open AppDelegate class and inside it, in finished launching method, you have to add two conditions. You need to check the version of the iOS system. So if it's 8.0, you have to set those settings here. But if the version is different, you need to add these lines of code. Of course, this is available on my GitHub also, so you can go through the whole source code. Once you add this code to finish launching method, you need to add registered for remote notifications method. In this method, we are registering Notification Hub. So as you can see here, we using listening connection string from Constance class and Notification Hub name. Once we register for remote notifications, there is also a method called receive remote notification. Once it's called, we invoking process notification method, and inside this method we can go through the content of our notification and also show it on the screen. Great, so now let's launch the application on the real device. We can close AppDelegate and launch application on the iPhone. Great, application is launched on the iOS device. You have to accept the information that application requires access to notifications. So click OK on your iPhone. Once you do it, you can receive push notifications. So I will go to Azure portal here and click Test Send tab. I will switch the platform to Apple and I will click Send button. As you can see, I have my notification from Azure Notification Hub. Great! So, my application is working correctly. So now it's time to configure UWP platform. We will start from associating our UWP platform application with the Windows Store. So you need to have active Windows Developer account. Right-click on the project and select Store and then associate app with the store. In the window, you have to click Next. And then here you can reserve a new app name. So I will type Azure Push Xamarin like this and I will click Reserve. After a few seconds, I should see the information that name for my application is registered. As you can see here, everything is fine. So I can click Next and then click Associate. So now my application is associated with the Windows Store. So if I go to the portal, so to dev.windows.com and click Dashboard here, I can see the list of my applications. I will select Azure Push Xamarin, so the name of the application I registered a few seconds ago. And here I need to go to Services tab, then click Push Notifications. And here please click VNS/MPNS. Once you do it, on this side you need to click Live Services site. You will be redirected to new page and here you have your application secrets. So this is the first thing we need for Notification Hub. And if you scroll down, here is also package seed. We also need it for Notification Hub. So let's copy application secret from here. Let's go to Azure portal and from the Notification Services tab, select Windows Notification Service and then paste security key here in the security key tab. Then we need also package seed. So go here, scroll down and copy the whole package seed. Then paste it in the Azure portal in the package seed text box. Then click Save. As you can see, Notification Hub updated successfully. Now we can configure our application in Visual Studio. First of all, you need to add specific NuGet package to your project. So right-click on the project and select Manage NuGet Packages. As you can see here, you need to add Windows Azure.Messaging.Managed package. Once you install it in your project, you can close Packages Manager. Great! So now open app.xaml.cs file and in this file you need to create init notifications async method. This method is responsible for connecting our application with Azure Notification Hub. As you can see in the Notification Hub constructor, I have two parameters: name of the Notification Hub and listening connection string. I took it from Azure portal from Access Policies tab. So here I have my listen connection string, so I can copy it. And there is also name of my Azure Notification Hub. Once I paste it in the Visual Studio, I need to also add event handler to show toast notification once I receive some notification. So here, as you can see, I have channel.pushNotificationReceived event handler. Inside this handler, I'm creating new toast notification, and with the toast notification manager, I'm able to show it in the system. Remember that you need to invoke this method, so init notifications async, in the onLaunch method at the top of it. Great, we can close app.xaml.cs file, we can launch our application on the local machine, and in the Azure portal you need to go to Test Send tab And here you need to switch to Windows platform and then change notification tab to Toast. Before we send the notification, you can see that registration successful. So everything is fine. Our application is connected with Azure Notification Hub. We can click OK. And here in the Azure portal, we need to click Send. After a few seconds, you should see notification in your system. As you can see, I received push notification with test message. Great. So everything is fine. And now you know how to configure UWP platform. That's it. Thank you for watching. And remember that the whole source code is available on my GitHub. You can find the link in comments.